breakups are rough.
Yeah.
But some breakups feel less like a breakup and more like trying to put out the sun. We're talking about Leo men today.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole sun thing.
Right.
It's not just us being dramatic.
Oh, no.
In astrology, Leos are ruled by the sun.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of embody all those big sun qualities.
Yeah. So, think like radiant energy.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Center of their own universe.
Yeah. Their own little solar system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our guide for this deep dive is an article called How to Break Up with a Leo Man.
Okay.
It's by astrologer Laura King from her blog, Leo Love Lab.
Love it.
So you're going to figure out what makes Leos tick.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to their hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I guess, matters of the main.
Matters of the main. I like that.
Right.
Yeah. So understanding their traits.
Uh-huh.
That's really the key.
Okay.
To breaking up with them successfully.
Yeah, because you need to know what to expect.
Totally.
And how to approach things.
Yeah, have a plan.
Okay, so the article talks about classic Leo traits.
Yeah.
Charm, generosity,
yeah.
Passion,
uh-huh.
But also a strong sense of pride.
Oh, yeah.
And a potential for arrogance.
Definitely.
How do those all play out?
Okay.
In a relationship.
The good traits.
Uh-huh.
The charm, the generosity.
Yeah.
That's what draws people in the first place.
Right. Like, everybody loves a charmer.
Right. They're warm. They're charismatic.
They're the life of the party.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love those big gestures.
Yeah.
But that pride
gives
them that, like, regal quality.
Oh, totally.
But it also makes them
yeah.
very sensitive to criticism.
Like, they don't take it well.
Not really.
If they feel like their honor or their reputation is at stake.
Yeah, they need to feel respected.
Okay, so if they feel rejected, dismissed,
yeah,
that pride could turn into hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Defensiveness.
Definitely.
Because they need that recognition.
Yeah, it's deep down, you know?
So a breakup can be a huge blow to their ego.
It's like you're not breaking up with a person.
Oh, yeah.
You're like disengaging from...
Yeah. And a powerful energy source.
Exactly.
That's intense.
It can be.
So before we even say breakup, what's the first step?
Preparation is key.
Okay.
King says there are two elements.
Okay.
Clarity and timing. So first, you have to be clear in your own mind about why you want out.
Okay, so no.
Right.
It's not you, it's me.
No, no, no.
Kind of thing?
Nope. That's not going to flip.
Because their pride is so strong.
Right. Ambiguity, vagueness, it's just going to fuel confusion, anger.
Right. So we need to be direct,
like the honest,
no room for misinterpretation.
Exactly.
Okay.
So clear reasons, delivered respectfully.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
What about timing and location?
Oh, that's huge.
Really?
Yeah. Remember, we're dealing with the sun.
Oh, right.
It's trying to break up in a crowded place.
Yeah.
It's like trying to have a serious talk during a solar flare.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, that's a bad idea.
Not a good idea.
Okay, so we need
calm,
controlled environment.
Controls.
Okay, so this is way more strategic.
I think it's strategic.
Than a normal breakup.
Think of it like a retreat.
Okay.
Not a surprise attack.
Okay.
You want a private setting where you can both speak freely and emotions can be managed.
Okay, so we've got our reasons.
Right.
We found the right place and time.
Yeah.
Now comes the hard part.
Uh-huh.
Actually saying the words.
The moment of truth.
I'm nervous for our listeners just thinking about it.
I know.
What does King say?
Okay, some really good tips.
Okay.
First, be straightforward. No beating around the bush.
Just get right to it.
Just say it.
Okay.
Don't sugarcoat.
Right.
Leos appreciate honesty, even if it hurts.
Okay, honesty check.
Yeah.
But how do we do that?
Yeah.
Without crushing their ego.
Right, because they thrive on recognition and validation. So
it's how
I statements
instead of you never make me happy.
Right. We say.
I feel like our relationship
is
no longer working for me.
I noticed the article said that.
Yeah, it's a great example.
Okay, so it's about owning your feelings.
Exactly.
Without blaming them.
Right, it's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes a big difference.
So they can hear it without feeling attacked.
Yeah, it's not a personal attack.
Okay, so it's like the energy between you shifted rather than them being the problem.
Exactly.
I like that.
And while we're being honest, it's good to mention the good things too.
Okay, so don't pretend the relationship meant nothing.
Right.
So recognize the good.
But also that things have changed.
Yeah, and that sometimes intensity can be too much.
You can still appreciate them.
Right.
But no, it's time to move on.
Yeah, it's about honoring your needs.
Okay, so honesty.
Yes.
I statements.
Yes.
A little bit of appreciation.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, but a Leo isn't just going to be like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. See ya.
Right.
Now. What kind of reaction
gosh.
Should we expect?
Yeah, what should our listener brace themselves for?
That's the question, isn't it?
It is.
And the article's pretty clear.
Okay.
Be ready for a big reaction.
Okay.
Remember the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Huge energy.
Yeah.
Big emotions.
Okay, so we could see anger.
Mm.
Sadness.
Sadness.
Maybe a dramatic monologue.
Maybe even.
Like a Shakespearean play.
Could be.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we handle that?
You got to stay calm.
Mm.
Give them space to express themselves.
Okay.
Don't get defensive.
Okay.
Don't match their energy.
Because it's big energy.
It's big.
Okay.
You've said what you need to say.
Uh-huh.
Now let them process in their own way.
This is going to be draining for our listener.
Yeah.
Any advice on how to deal with the aftermath?
Yes. The article gives three key things.
Okay, hit me.
Give space.
Mm-hmm.
Stay firm.
Okay.
Focus on yourself.
We'll get into those.
Yeah.
After a quick break.
Sounds good.
So we made it through the breakup conversation.
Yeah, the initial blast of solar energy.
But with a Leo...
Mm-hmm.
It rarely ends.
Oh, no.
With just one conversation.
It's never that easy.
Right. So what about
the
aftermath?
Okay, so the article, it says that the aftermath can be just as hard as the breakup itself.
So what can our listener do?
Well, remember those three things.
Okay.
Give space.
Yeah.
Stay firm.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on yourself.
Yeah, those are important.
They're even more crucial now.
Okay, so let's start with give space.
Okay.
Why is that so important?
Because even though they might react strongly at first, they need time to process. They need to cool down.
So no texting them right away to check if they're okay.
Definitely not.
What about accidentally bumping into them?
Oh, no.
At their favorite coffee shop?
Don't do that.
Okay.
There's silence.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything bad.
Okay.
It might just be how they cope.
So... it's better to give them space.
Exactly.
Than to force interaction.
Because it could backfire.
So resist the urge to orbit their sun.
I like that.
Give them space to find their own light.
Exactly.
Okay, now what about staying firm?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, how do we do that?
Yeah, well, Leos are super charming.
Oh, yeah.
And they love to fix things.
So they're going to try to win us back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be ready for the charm offensive.
Grand gestures. Apologies.
Maybe even promises to change.
But we have to remember why we broke up in the first place.
You got to stand your ground.
It's like weathering a solar flare.
Exactly. You acknowledge the intensity.
But don't let it sway you.
Don't let it change your mind.
And this is where understanding their traits really helps.
It's not manipulation.
Okay.
It's just who they are.
So it's how they show affection.
Yeah, even when they're hurting.
But we have to stick to our decision.
It's not a sign that you were wrong.
Got it.
It's just them processing.
Okay, give space.
Yes.
Stay firm.
Yes.
Now, what about focusing on ourselves?
Oh, that's so important.
Yeah, why is that?
Because breakups are hard.
On everyone.
Yeah. And Leos are so vibrant, so energetic.
It's easy to get swept up.
Yeah. You got to reclaim your own energy.
My own light.
Exactly.
Okay.
Surround yourself with support.
Mm-hmm.
Do things you enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Remind yourself
you're
doing what's best for you.
Create my own inner solar system.
Yes.
Where I'm the sun.
I love it.
Okay.
And remember,
you're
strong.
Uh-huh.
You're resilient.
Okay. I'm feeling better already.
Okay.
Now the article talks about...
yeah.
Making the Leo regret losing you.
Oh, right.
Isn't that a little manipulative?
It can be.
Yeah.
But the article isn't about revenge.
Okay.
It's more about reminding them of what they lost.
Okay, so how do we do that?
It suggests things like no contact, self-improvement, confidence, and a little mystery.
Like being a little secretive on social media.
Exactly. Mm. So if we think about Leos...
yeah.
It starts to make sense.
So it's not about making them suffer.
No.
It's more about...
showing them your worth.
Yeah.
And the qualities they find attractive.
So strength. Independence. Success.
Mm-hmm.
It's like living your best life.
Exactly. And they see you thriving.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they can't help but wonder...
if they made a mistake.
Exactly.
So it's not about games.
Right.
It's about moving on.
Yeah.
And letting your light shine.
and they'll notice.
But we have to be careful.
Yes.
With our intentions.
It shouldn't be about hurting them.
Right. It should be about
empowering yourself.
Okay. So this strategy, it can actually be good for the person who did the breaking up.
Exactly.
It's about knowing your worth.
It is.
Okay. So now the article has an FAQ section.
Yes. Some common questions.
What were some of the ones?
Okay. Well, one big one is forgiveness.
Okay.
Can a Leo really forgive?
Yeah. And forget.
The article says they can forgive,
but forgetting is hard.
Much harder.
Because they're so proud.
That pride makes it hard.
To just let things go?
Yeah. It's not about holding a grudge.
Okay.
It's about their sense of self.
So those memories linger.
Yeah.
What about friendship? Oh, is that possible?
Yeah, is that even realistic?
The article says it is possible.
Okay.
But not right away.
Okay, so give it time.
Time and space to heal.
Because otherwise it's just confusing.
Confusing and hurtful.
And we might even rekindle things.
You don't want that?
No.
Okay, so no friendship.
Right.
Right away.
Now, what about them coming back?
Oh, will they try to get back together?
Yeah, I mean, knowing Leos.
Yeah.
They don't give up easily.
They are persistent.
Right. They want to win.
So they might try.
Oh, yeah.
To charm their way back.
Be ready for it.
Oh, gosh. So even if I do the breaking up.
Yeah.
It's not over.
It might not be a clean break.
I might still feel that cold.
Their gravity.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
It could be flattering.
Okay.
But you have to trust your instincts.
Okay. So clear communication.
Yes.
Firm boundaries.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Lots of it.
Those are key for any breakup.
But especially with a Leo.
Especially with a Leo.
Okay, so you've covered a lot.
You have.
About breaking up with a Leo man.
Understanding their traits.
Mm.
Having that conversation.
Yeah.
Navigating the aftermath.
We've given our listener tools they need to handle this.
It's about strategy and self-preservation.
Remember.
Yeah.
It's not just a person.
It's not.
It's an energy source.
It's the sun.
So understanding that energy will help us get through this.
And come out stronger.
It's like graduating from the school of Leo.
I love that.
With a degree in emotional intelligence.
You got it.
But as with any graduation, there's always more to learn.
Always.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
We'll explore other signs.
Oh, fun.
So listener.
Yeah.
Take this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect on your own experience.
Yes.
And remember, you've got this.
Yeah.
You have the strength and the wisdom.
You do.
To handle any cosmic challenge.
The stars might guide us.
Yeah.
But we write our own destinies.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Stay curious and keep diving deep.
Okay, so we talked about giving them space.
Right.
And staying firm.
Mm-hmm.
The article also says to make him regret losing you.
Okay.
Now, isn't that kind of
it is
manipulative?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not about revenge or like hurting them.
So what is it about?
It's about subtly reminding them of what they lost.
And appealing to those Leo traits.
Exactly.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, King suggests things like
No
contact.
Okay.
Self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Projecting confidence.
Confidence.
Yeah, and even adding like a little mystery.
Okay, so like posting on social media.
Yeah, like living your best life.
But not giving all the details.
Exactly. So it makes them curious.
They see you thriving and they wonder.
If they messed up.
Yeah, if they made a mistake.
And that taps into their pride.
Their pride. And they're competitive.
Right.
So they want to win.
So it's less about playing games.
It's not about that.
And more about.
Just genuinely moving on
and
shining bright.
Okay, but we have to be.
Yes,
careful
with our intentions.
Yeah. Because the goal isn't to hurt them.
It's about you reclaiming your power.
Moving on in a healthy way.
Exactly.
Which, honestly, a Leo would respect.
They would.
Because they
love strength and authenticity.
Okay, so this whole strategy, if we do it right, it's actually empowering.
It is.
For us.
It's about you.
It's about knowing my worth.
Exactly.
Okay, now I want to talk about the FAQ section.
Okay, the article has a lot of common questions.
What were some of the ones?
Okay, well, one was about forgiveness.
Okay.
Can a Leo truly forgive and forget?
After a breakup.
After all of this.
Yeah.
Can they let it go?
Right.
The article says they can forgive.
Okay.
But forgetting is harder.
Because of that pride.
That pride.
They might say, I forgive you.
But those memories, they're still there.
Okay, so they might not hold a grudge.
It's not about that. Yeah. It's more about their sense of self.
Right, so those memories, they influence their behavior.
They might.
Another question was about friendship.
Oh,
can we be friends?
With a Leo ex?
Yeah. Is that even possible?
That's a good question.
Why?
The article says it is possible.
Okay.
But only after you both had time.
To heal.
To heal and to move on.
So don't try to be friends right away.
Definitely not.
Because we might accidentally rekindle things.
Which might not be good.
No.
So give it time.
Okay, now the last question.
Okay.
Is about
them
trying to get back together.
Oh, the classic.
Yeah.
Will they come back?
Knowing Leos.
Right.
They're persistent.
Yeah. They don't give up easily.
So they'll probably try to
win us back.
They might try to charm their way back in.
So even if I end things, it's not really over.
It might not be a clean break.
I might still feel that pull.
That Leo gravity.
Right. But the persistence can also be.
It could be flattering.
Yeah.
But you have to trust your gut.
So clear communication.
Yes.
Firm boundaries.
Yes.
Self-awareness.
Lots of it.
Those are important.
So important.
For any breakup.
Yeah.
But especially with a Leo.
Especially with a Leo.
Okay, so I think
we've
demystified a Leo breakup.
We've covered it all from understanding their traits to having the conversation.
Through the aftermath.
And everything in between.
The whole journey.
So listener.
Yeah.
I hope you feel empowered.
He handled this.
You've got the tools
you
to approach this strategically.
And safely.
And remember, it's not just a person.
It's not.
It's the sun.
You're breaking up with the sun.
So understand that energy.
And you'll get through this.
And come out stronger.
You will.
It's like graduating.
Oh, I like that.
From Leo Love School.
Yes.
With a degree in emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
But like any graduation.
Yeah.
There's always more to learn.
Always.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about.
Ooh, what about?
Other signs.
Yeah, other signs.
And how to navigate.
Relationships.
Relationships with them.
Yeah, or breakups.
So, until then.
Yes.
Listener, take this knowledge.
Use it.
Reflect on your experiences.
Yeah.
And remember, you've got the strength.
You do.
And the wisdom to handle any cosmic challenge.
The stars might guide us.
That's right.
But we write our own destinies.
So well said.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
And keep diving deep.